I steeled myself for the inevitable. The part of the meeting where we begin to bring down the curtain and disband the team. I could already feel myself crumbling from the inside out. I remember what my dad said the evening when he told me about my nickname's Genesis. He said it would take time to acclimate to my powers and life in service to the FBI. Now, just when I was starting to feel comfortable, there goes the rug right out from under me. Back to Quantico, more training and assessments, perhaps another mission at some point, and worst of all, separated from Marcia. Triggs mentioning my name ripped me out of my reverie.
Asia, I would be remiss in not recognizing you and how your abilities, courage, and actions contributed to the success of our mission,
he began. I prepared myself to be called up to receive an award. Trigg was always good at surprises, and I thought this was just another one of his ploys. But he didn't call me up.
However, while I could easily give you an award, your father and I thought we'd provide you with something more substantive. More enduring. I should correct myself. While your father and I proposed what I'm about to tell you, it was our superiors who approved it and made it happen, so this is not just from us. This comes from the highest echelons of our services, and that we were able to accomplish this in such short order over a holiday still has me gobsmacked.
I was beginning to wonder when Trigg would stop talking in code and come out with it already.
Are you ready to hear what it is?
Trigg asked, as if he couldn't read my face, which I'm sure had already telegraphed my anticipation. I was ready about a minute ago, I replied, which generated laughter around the table.
Because if you're not ready, I can go into the finer details of our decision-making process,
he taunted. Now he was clearly just rubbing it in. I just sat there with a look of exasperation, which only made the team laugh even more heartily.
Okay, okay, I'll stop. Asia, without your unique abilities, neither the FBI nor the CIA would have been able to accomplish the mission we just completed. In recognition of your remarkable powers, the CIA and FBI have formed a new division, abbreviated by the acronym SHIELD. The acronym stands for the Sexual Harm Intervention Enforcement and Liaison Division. It will not appear on any public-facing organizational chart. However, it's now a formal, budgeted division, jointly operated by the FBI and CIA.
Now it was my turn to be shocked. As a matter of fact, I was so stunned I didn't trust Trigg's word. He so often liked pulling my leg. You're joking, right? I said.
No, I'm not, superstar,
Trigg replied. Wow. Okay, I said, still in shock. You said it was jointly operated by the FBI and CIA. Who's my boss going to be?
That would be me, Dr. Ledbrinker piped up. We thought that the nature of this work would be best served by someone with my background and qualifications. Plus, I apparently have the faith and trust of our two esteemed team leaders, she said, smiling at Trigg.
Yes, Trigg agreed. Plus, your dad and I will be Dr. Ledbrinker's key contacts should the division need to engage any of the FBI or CIA's resources. We selected the term liaison in the name purposefully. We anticipate that those working for SHIELD will cross organizational boundaries and be able to dispatch with the fighting over who has jurisdiction that often hamstrings government agencies.
And who will I be working with? I asked.
Well, we haven't approached them yet, but we were hoping that Marcia, Richie, and Josh would join you initially,
he said. I'm in, Marcia said immediately.
We're in,
Richie said, speaking for both he and Josh.
Well, that was easy, Trigg exclaimed.